The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I really do believe that we did everything we could. I'm very, very proud of my team on the ground in Richmond for all they did. There was a tremendous outpouring of support on all sides, and I just came up short, and the voters elected another candidate. That is probably between my wife and me, and I will be looking at to see how I can best serve.
Eric Cantor looking for something else that he's going to do. He says he is tried and true or conservative, but he is not going to govern, at least for now. He loses District 7 in Virginia in the primary to an unknown Tea Party candidate, neophyte when it comes to politics. People have gotten excited about this kind of a person before, thinking this is what we need in Washington. So will we see more of this happening in the midterm elections? A lot of people are speculating in a couple of different places, and what an earthquake the Cantor thing has caused. It leaves the House leadership post with a big hole in it, and there are a lot of people who want to fill the hole, including Pete Sessions talked about it, the congressman from Texas. But at this point, it's a stunning gap, and it does raise the point that people are tired of maybe the same old, or someone like Eric Cantor wouldn't lose his position. However, one of the big blunders that he made was to not be at the polling places on Election Day. He was back in Washington doing something else, and that's a no-no, especially with low voter turnout. So the low voter turnout ended up Cantor lost by 10 points to the professor who steps up now and takes on the Democrat. And suddenly his name is catapulted into the national spotlight. And where that goes from here, we don't know at this point, but boy, oh boy, what a crazy twist of irony here for Eric Cantor, who lost the race for a lot of reasons having to do partially, too, with his own disconnect from his district. There's no question that that can't be weighed into this. The situation with being a little bit soft on illegal immigration, and now we're being overrun by children at the border from Central America who are bringing in all kinds of diseases, and there's concern over that. There's concern over some wandering away, processing them, 6- and 7-year-olds. There's dead kids, I've already heard, has not been reported, but and no one's talking about it, but you can bet that's going to be part of this equation, too. So there are a few things that I believe hurt Eric Cantor. Speaking of hurting, coming up, we're going to talk about the fact that Chuck Hagel was on the Hill trying to justify the move, 5-for-1, so-called Taliban Dream Team from Gitmo for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. He said it was for humane reasons, mostly, that weighed on them, that made them get Bergdahl, but was still we're dealing with, was it the right thing to do, and will we pay the price for that move in the future? He got upset, he got hot under the collar, he said he's doing a damn good job, he was defensive, so he was on fire. In fact, I don't know that I've seen him that angry, I have to say, in the time that he's been the Secretary of Defense. And I don't know that I was necessarily expecting that. Very, very defensive. Very defensive about this, about the whole thing. Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
A-OK.
A-OK?
I think the Democrats found a new next president, Chuck Hagel. He shut those Republicans right down real fast. Right up.
Well, you think Chuck Hagel should be the next president?
I think he could be. Well, Rick. He put him in their place. I think the meeting's going to be over.
I know you're kidding me. Are you kidding me? No way. He got very defensive and in some cases, I mean, good for him for defending himself, actually, because he didn't, at least the one thing about Hagel is he didn't back down off of his position.
No.
Instead of the mealy-mouthed, wishy-wash, typical thing that we're seeing where, oh, well, you know, I think I'm supposed to say this and I'm supposed to do that. He didn't do that. I agree with you there. But I don't see him as presidential material. No way.
Oh, I think he's a great shooter, and he'll stand up and what he believes in, and that's what the people want.
Rick, I think you're tired.
Nobody.
I think you're tired. I think you're tired from work.
You know
the answer to this. The next candidate, who is the next candidate for president from the Democratic side?
Well, if they can get him to run, I think he's going to make a good one.
Oh, no way. He won't run. He doesn't want to run. He's not a political guy. He doesn't want to run anyway. It's going to be Hillary Clinton. It's Clinton.
I don't know. Her health, I think, is going to follow.
You do? You think her health is going to end up being the thing that makes her not run? Wow.
Well, you know, that's hard on somebody that, you know, has health problems. That, you know, you don't sleep like 1 hour a week. You know, first time you're up, campaigning and all that.
I think she does it. I do. I think she gets the Democratic nomination. I have some good inside people in the Clinton camp, you know, that I met in New York at one of those big talker things. And I can't imagine that she's backing down on this. It really has to be the health that takes her out of it because this is her give back, her ode for everything in 2008. And I think she definitely is going to do it.
I don't know. I think her health is going to take her more than anything.
All right. So you're saying Chuck Hagel, he gets your vote.
Yeah. I'd say if they can get him to run, I think he'll win her.
Chuck Hagel.
He's a stand-up guy. He don't back down. He stands his ground.
How about Chuck Hagel against Colin Powell? That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Oh, Colin, he's done himself in the push.
Yeah, wow.
To the United Nations about the weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Hammer him on that.
He doesn't want to come out.
No, he don't want to run, no.
Mm-mm. Ben Carson wants to do it on the other side. It's going to be just, you know, 2016 I didn't think was going to be that interesting, Rick, but I think it's going to be interesting now.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I think it's going to be very interesting.
You know, but Republicans are going to say they're going to collect, you know, win everything. How are they going to win? They're going to get knocked out of the primary. They're losing everything. So I think the teabagger is going to cause a collapse of the Republican Party.
Yeah, some people think the opposite of what you're saying. Rick, we're up against it. Drive safely. Rick says the Tea Party is sort of the teabaggers. He says the Tea Party is going to take down the Republican Party. What do you think, America? Do you think that's true? Or is it the opposite? Are some of the candidates going to be lifted to victory because of the Tea Party? I do think the Republican Party has an identity crisis. And they need to solve all that and get that in order, certainly before 2016, but even in some of these midterm races, too, as well. Iraq's a mess. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
For us now, talking about winning a World Cup, you know, it's just not realistic. We're going to go in there and take the game to Ghana, and they will take it to us, and then we'll go back and forth, and hopefully the people see an exciting game, you know, and us as a winner at the end of the day. And then we go from there.
Wow, how about that? Fair or foul, folks? You just heard the coach of Team USA in World Cup soccer, Jurgen Klinsmann, who said, we're not going to win the World Cup. Some people think it's outrageous that, okay, so if you handicapped it, yeah, Team USA doesn't have a great chance. In fact, we had somebody on yesterday talking about the odds, and the odds aren't great for Team USA. They could do well in their group. But I don't know. There's something about starting off a competition and saying, yeah, we're not going to win. Nah, the Brazilians will kick us. The French will kill us. But we're just going to go in, and they're going to see some good soccer, and, you know, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to try to give them. As somebody who is an optimist, or at least I try to be an optimist, tough these days, right? Especially when we're talking about the sewage that washes over all of us coming out of D.C. and infuriating us when you think of the taxes you're paying for some of the things that are happening. But I still somehow maintain that. I have to say that I don't know that I have rose-colored glasses on when it comes to that kind of competition and where we are soccer-wise, but I don't know that I would just completely toss in the towel like that. Jurgen, baby. I mean, come on. You know what's very strange, too, while all this is going on? It's a nightmare. They're saying there was like a 200-mile, I'm not kidding you, a 200-mile backup, a traffic backup. I would not want to be covering the World Cup. I would not want to do it. I would not want to take America Tonight and be talking about all the other things we're talking about and then mix in some World Cup conversation and be there in Rio de Janeiro. You might call me crazy, but I would go out of my mind if I was stuck in 200 miles of a traffic backup. How about you? So workers at Rio de Janeiro's two airports declared a partial work stoppage. It started midnight on Wednesday on the eve of the opening match of the World Cup. That's a problem because this airport is one of the country's busiest during the whole soccer tournament, so it affects a whole bunch of things. Domestic service, flights to Sao Paulo, where so many people are coming in and out of. That's where the first World Cup game was being held on is being held on Thursday. Unions representing the workers at both airports, including check-in counters, clerks, bag handlers, all that stuff, they've been looking for raises of at least 5.6% and bonuses tied to the World Cup. And so people are walking off the job. They're walking off of it. And they say they're going to discuss this and try to not get that to happen, but boy, they better discuss it fast. So here's the upcoming matches. I'll just tell you in the beginning. Somebody, in fact, three or four of you actually wrote and asked me about them. So for you, I'm going to tell you. 4 p.m., Brazil-Croatia. Mexico and Cameroon. Spain and the Netherlands. These are all, you know, in a row from the 12th, 13th, 14th. Chile, Australia. That could be an interesting one. And you heard about Team USA. And Team USA is in Group G. So in the same group with Team USA is Ghana, who the USA will take on first, Portugal, and Germany. Better to be there than stuck in the group with the Brazilians. That would be a whole lot tougher. So the first opening one is Brazil and Croatia. And then we go from there. Ghana and the United States is Monday, June 16th. And if you think, why are you talking about soccer? Because some of you asked about the soccer schedule. And because there are people in the United States that are definitely, and some of you listening to this show, are going to be watching to see how Team USA does, even though the coach is saying, yeah, we're not going to win, but maybe we'll be competitive in our group. And they could be. They could be pretty competitive there. All right, I think the biggest story going, not a surprise, something that we've talked about. This is not new to America Tonight. And other shows might have talked about it a long time ago as well or throughout the years. But we have really covered Iraq, Afghanistan. We've had our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, on for years, and other people, other perspectives. And all along, the majority of people that we've had on the show with military background and know what the scoop is in Iraq, and Nouri al-Maliki, the idiot who's the prime minister, sorry, I can't hold back on that. I never thought he should have been the guy. I remember a few years ago when he said, they wanted him to keep going. And I remember him saying, you know, I'm not really sure I want to do this anymore. So you've spent all this money on us in Iraq, but I'm not sure I'm your guy because nobody else wanted it. And, of course, nobody else wanted it. Why? Because the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds are all having problems again. And then there are these militants that are mixed in between. So what does that mean? It means that there are a couple of cities that are getting clobbered in Iraq. People are fleeing the cities in the north. I mean, just the scene where you're walking to the border. That's what's happening. They said like 500,000 people. Mosul, which is Iraq's second largest city, the so-called militants, for lack of a better word, got complete control of Tikrit. That's where Saddam Hussein was from. So the neighborhoods are a mess. People are just leaving, or they're going to be killed. They know it. And what is the U.S. going to do about that? We pulled out. We did our deal. We were there for over a decade. We tried to teach them what to do security-wise, military-wise. And then you have Nouri al-Maliki, did I say that idiot in charge. And there's the problem is you have thousands of years of religious fervor and discord and hatred between the groups. How are they united? And so this happening is not a shocker. It's not a shocker. I just hope the kids, the people, get out of those situations and get out of there. And then where are they walking to? So what's next for all of them? That's tough. So the whole idea, I remember somebody said it, and I wish I could remember who it was, said that we would be taking trips to Iraq. Wouldn't it be beautiful? Americans would be going overseas and taking trips. Yeah, right. I wouldn't take a trip now. In fact, if you go on the State Department's website, they'll tell you not to dare get on a plane and go to Iraq. And what is it? Islamic extremists. There was an audio recording that was released from Syria and Iraq, and it's promising more fighting in more Iraqi cities, including Baghdad. And even, you know what the voice said? It was the ISIS spokesperson, Abu Muhammad al-Adani, who says, continue your march as the battle is not yet raging. It will rage in Baghdad and Karbala, so be ready for it. You know, the authenticity of it, they're looking at that. But it's 17 minutes of rambling, long, going on and on and on. So, of course, Iraq is saying, the Iraqi government is saying, yeah, we're open to U.S. strikes. You know those drones that so many people were complaining about? We're open to that. Because they've got radical Islamist militants who want blood. So they're saying, blow them up. If there's collateral damage, so be it. And they didn't say that, but that's what is implied. And what is the U.S. going to do? We're still brothers in arms, in a sense, right? And then the other part of this is the oil supply. Can't let them get the oil supply. That would be disastrous, to say the least. Disastrous. All right, stay with us. Coming up, O.J. Simpson, The Chase, 20 years later.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Beginning. Some of the things coming out is he was discharged from the Coast Guard for psychological reasons before he joined the Army. So here you go again. And this is what I would have thought is not a surprise. What would make him walk away from his post when he was overseas in Afghanistan? And this would explain a little bit. But all these details and all those kind of things I think are going to come out in the next couple of weeks because he's being reintegrated and they interview him and they go with psychology reports and all that kind of stuff before the ultimately the decision is made what to do. Is it going to be an AWOL situation or is it going to be something else and he'll come back and then go to San Antonio? And is it possible the Army overlooked his warning signs? Is it possible that's what happened? So that Bergdahl made a conscious decision to go AWOL, and then, of course, we have the trade, the 5-for-1, and then the defense of the decision to do that. More specifically, that was answered by Chuck Hagel today in the Armed Services Committee hearing, where he was grilled up, down, backwards, and forwards over every detail of what happened there, because Congress has a huge axe to grind. They were not informed. They had no idea. Phil is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Phil, how are you? You're on America Tonight.
Oh, not bad, Kate. First of all, that idiot claiming the Tea Party is ruining the Republican Party. That's a bunch of BS. The Republican Party has been ruining the Republican Party for the last 10 years, so Tea Party ain't helping them out at all on that fact.
But, well, I think the Republican Party got soft. They couldn't decide who they were, some members, and then it got confusing. And, you know, obviously, nobody is 100% in line with every single ideological idea, and it changes, it evolves. You and I both know that. But some of the core reasons you're a conservative or a Republican don't. And I think that's part of the problem, because there was a lot of nonsense that happened. They blew it, frankly. They blew it in a lot of cases.
Oh, exactly. But with regards to that prisoner swap that King Barry did, if the five Taliban that got released go on and start back to their wonderful ways of terrorism and kill Americans, will Barack be held accountable as an accomplice? Because he's the one that let him go.
Oh, yeah. You can imagine what that would look like if that happens. His approval ratings will be 5%. Yeah.
I don't think even his media lapdog would be able to cover that up for him.
No, you can't. How could you? Because they made the swap. They didn't consult Congress.
Yeah.
They can't lay it on Congress. See, that's the other part of that. If you involve Congress, then you throw it in their backyard. Okay, here's what we want to do. Here's why. Blah, blah, blah. Then they're also complicit in it. But you're right, Phil, because that didn't happen. It's on him if anything happens.
He'll probably figure out a way to blame it on Bush anyway. Everything's still Bush's fault, so...
Yeah, which is ridiculous, because guess what? There's an expiration date on that. And when the president leaves and you take over and you're the current president, that's what you ran for. The buck stops with you. It's your baby. You take over, Republican, Democrat, whoever, and the blame game has to stop, because that's not right.
Yeah, I think he needs to borrow Harry Truman's old sign, "The buck stops here." But
yeah,
I think he's probably burned that or destroyed it somewhere.
But, maybe. Thanks, Phil. Good call. Thanks, Phil. Yep. So, Phil saying that Rick was crazy, thinking the Tea Party is destroying the Republican Party. And like I said, the Tea Party's winning in some cases, losing in others, I think, with the midterm elections. I mean, we've seen it. Remember Sharon Engel a couple of years ago got a lot of steam, and it looked like she was going to unseat Harry Reid, the longtime senator from Nevada. Oh, that would have been the best gift of all. That didn't happen. So in some cases, there's a buildup, and it looks like it's going to happen, and it doesn't, and then look what happens with Eric Cantor. And, you know, part of the Cantor thing was his own arrogance. The stories are talking about today, the fact that he was in Washington, which I didn't even realize that he had not gone back at all to his district, and he hadn't. Which it was a huge mistake. That leads all of your local television news and radio. Absolutely. Where you voted, going around during the day, are you voting for me? It doesn't matter if you've been there for a long time. Boy, someone to talk to that about would be Mitch McConnell. He's been burning up the shoe leather, and he's been the senator, one of the senators in Kentucky for a long time, but there's a reason why he's doing that, because he knows it counts. It counts. I want you to hear this. 20 years ago today, wherever you were, you might have been watching one of the big sporting events going on TV. You might have just been relaxing. You might have been finishing up dinner. You might have been walking the dog. And this is one of the reporters and one of the reports where they broke in to tell us what was going on. As the white Ford Bronco that O.J. is driving passes under an underpass, you can see spectators standing and sort of craning their necks and looking over. There are police cars on the overpasses policing and keeping people from getting onto that freeway. But we've been watching this for a few minutes now. He's driven several miles. They have certainly closed down this northbound freeway. This is highly unusual. I mean, it has been, it's called for a massive police effort in this in the search for O.J. Simpson.
All right, so O.J. Simpson, it was just 20 years ago that that happened, where he ended up going on the 60-mile chase in the Bronco. It was June 17th, 1994, about 6:45 in the evening. Police saw O.J. Simpson on the expressway in that Ford Bronco. Bettina Gregory there from ABC, one of the reporters describing it, being driven by Al Callings, his buddy. He was riding in the back, and he supposedly had a gun with him. It was all over TV for the longest time. Helicopters were part of the chase, so they were filming it, and they kept it on TV, national TV. Everybody was glued to the tube, frankly, because that was in a little box if you were watching something else, and it was low speed throughout Los Angeles, and it was crazy to watch that. Crazy to watch that. Tomorrow on America Tonight, we're going to have on this show one of the members of that legal team for O.J. Simpson, F. Lee Bailey. I'm chatting with F. Lee about a bunch of different things, including his cross-examination of Mark Furman, O.J. Simpson in general. He's one of the people that believes O.J. Simpson is innocent. There's lots of theories that float around about Simpson, and was he protecting his son? Was there something else going on there? I interviewed O.J. Simpson in 2007, and we talked about all those things because I said I wouldn't do the interview if we didn't talk about all of that. And we did. You kind of get the same thing from Simpson. He doesn't tell you anything new. He told me at the time he would tell me who the killers were and told me to look into the police. But and now he sits in prison on other charges. But that Bronco chase on a big day in sports, you had Arnold Palmer, who played his last round at the U.S. Open, the World Cup, because we're doing the World Cup thing now in Brazil, opened in Chicago in the U.S. That was big. The Rangers, who ironically are in the Stanley Cup, were celebrating winning the Stanley Cup. You had Ken Griffey Jr., who tied Babe Ruth for the most home runs hit before June 30th. So it was crazy because the sports stations really were jumping back and forth. And NBC had coverage of the NBA Finals, but the game appeared in a small box in the corner while Tom Brokaw anchored coverage of the Bronco chase, which I can remember well. I was on a sports network. It was Sports Fan Radio, and we were trying to keep everyone up to date on the games, and then the Bronco chase really disrupted everything. And you know, a crazy sidebar shows you how many people were watching it. Domino's Pizza said they had record sales of pizza delivery during the chase because people didn't want to miss anything. So they were ordering pizza. I mean, just ordering pizza. It was the craziest thing, the Bronco chase. And it spawned a whole new industry in L.A. There have been so many car chases since then. You can get a car chase app in Los Angeles. People, immediately they break in. They've got reporters who do the car chase thing, which is crazy to think about it. That's what happened as a result, and that was a result of this. It also spawned some other careers, like Greta Van Susteren, who was commenting day in and day out about Simpson. Harvey Levin, who is the TMZ, head of TMZ, he was covering the O.J. Simpson trial, and there are a slew of other people, too, that got so much FaceTime, they ended up becoming pretty well known. You had the dancing Itos, Judge Ito, who originally was one of the judges, dancing on NBC on the Jay Leno show. So a lot of crazy things happened as a result of that Bronco chase and the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and sadly Ron Goldman.
And people still debate whether he did it or didn't. Coming up next, we check the mail. Hang with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As always, whenever you have any thoughts and you want to vent, I tell you, hit us up through the mailbag. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Like this one from Jake, listening to us in Austin. And Jake says, Kate, I know I email you a lot about this, but I just have to say, they have really, I'm going to say it again, they have really bungled the Bergdahl situation. I think the biggest blunder is something that you were talking about the other night. Why drag the parents to the lawn of the Rose Garden, play it up like it's a big deal and like he's a hero? Because of that, I think it actually made the situation worse, made people pay more attention, and I think really infuriated a lot of people. What do you think? I absolutely think that. I think the mistake was that. I think they would have been better served to just announce it. They could talk about the trade, what happened, whatever, and what was moving forward, what was going to happen. But probably the whole idea of, oh, we're excited, and the parents, and then the hometown, the Haley, Idaho, is announcing they're going to have a big celebration, and then all of a sudden that goes quiet because people are upset, and the parents of the dead platoon members who went chasing after Bo Bergdahl, that all came to light, and so it got really, really nasty. And especially the no notification for Congress, and then turns out 80 to 90 people in the White House knew, and that was infuriating. So overall, it was a PR blunder, the way it was delivered, no question about it. And, you know, asking for forgiveness afterwards, it just did not work. This one from Tom, who says, Kate, can't believe it. Eric Cantor out of his gig. I don't think it's as much about the Tea Party as it is about some of his stance on a couple of things, because if you really look closely, it wasn't like the Tea Party was dumping a ton of money into the opposition, a virtual unknown. I think it's about the whole amnesty thing and the fact that Eric Cantor wasn't really running very hard for his job. I think that he thought he had it sewed up and missed a lot of the events that he would normally have gone to. He wasn't very visible. And the people in Virginia are kind of a finicky bunch, if you remember. Yeah, that's true. I mean, there is something to that. I think it's all at play. I think the unknown Tea Party guy played up his Achilles heel, though. And by saying that over and over again and really going out there and talking to people and not really having a lot of money, but talking to a lot of people, shaking hands, that got pushed forward a ton. So I think that made a difference in the end. Bratt is his name, Professor Bratt. The fact that he was pretty visible and just finding every nook and cranny, every person he could find in the district, that made the biggest difference, I think, of all. Okay, this one comes to us from Lee, who listens to us in WFLN in the great state of Florida, in that Port Charlotte area that I said I've spent some time in. It's a pretty cool area. There's some hidden things to see there, and it's nestled away where sometimes you don't get as many of those big crowds anyway. But he says, I cannot believe that Cantor was beaten by some guy named Dave Bratt, who I had to look up, and had no political background whatsoever. This guy's just making it up as he goes along. And will he really win this, or will the Democrat running against him have a better chance? He doesn't seem to make much sense to me from what I can see, just that he's some economics guy and that he's got a divinity degree. And I bet the challenger in this, I think the guy's name is Trammell, is going to be pretty tough. If I were him, I'd be psyched. Yeah, the other side of this is it going to be one of those Tea Party things where the Tea Party person gets in, but then they don't get elected, so then that's a negative. And for the Republican Party, is that what's going to happen here? Jack Trammell is the guy, is the Democratic guy. What's interesting is he's a professor, too. And they're battling it out for that 7th district, that territory in Virginia. So he's Bratt, who is a professor, is an economics professor, is kind of struggling to find his lane. I mean, his words, you know, and he is being applauded by the Tea Party. And now all of a sudden he's thrust into the whole national spotlight. But people are looking at things that he's written to see if they have any clue as to how he would be as far as governing. And especially Virginia. Virginia is a strange animal with some of the more liberal districts not too far away, but all you care about is District 7, really, the people there. But it'll be interesting to watch how this unfolds. Because now he's got, I was reading something he wrote. He said that the religion variable may be the strongest ex-ante institutional variable in literature. He says institutions such as religion, democracy and government, anti-diversion policies all significantly enhance a country's long-run economic performance. So I think that a lot of that is going to start to, people are going to start to really look and dig deeper to see if they can find anything more on Dave Bratt. I'm not saying negative, but trying to figure out, because it was such a shocker that Cantor was dumped out. And then you do wonder if this plays out with other people, like we saw in the last time in the midterm elections. Some big wins, some Tea Party wins, frankly, and some where it's negated, and the Democrat wins. Here's one from Mo, listening to us in New Jersey. He says, Hey fellow New Jerseyite. I don't think that's a word. I think it's New Jerseyan. Hey fellow New Jerseyite, he says, though. Hillary Clinton, her new book, Running for President. Do you think she's fooling us by trying to pretend she's going to make a decision in 2014? I would be stunned if she didn't run. I think she's waited for this for a very long time. And this is a give back from 2008. Don't you think, Kate? Oh, I think so. I think that behind the scenes. I mean, she goes to the White House a couple weeks ago and has lunch with Barack Obama. Not that that's unusual. They have certainly, when she was Secretary of State, they certainly have had lunches and conversations before. But will she, you know, is she laying the groundwork for, here's what I want to do, I want to run, She's saying publicly that she'll decide in 2015. She's going to be a grandmother, you know, by then, and there's a lot of talk of could she handle it? Will it be too much? It's the whole age factor thing. Even if you compare Reagan, people are still looking at that. But I think it's Hillary. I mean, it's Hillary, unless there's some unforeseen thing that happens. And if there is, then that changes the game. But I don't think so. I think she's wanted this for a long time. She wanted it in 2008, and it got nasty, and she was not thrilled with Barack Obama entering into the race and then ultimately taking it away from her and being the nominee. All right, here's one from Rika who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. This is something that's been a big worry for a long time, what's happening with Iraq. And you've had people on like that Atticott guy and some others talking about what's happened since Americans pretty much left there. Have you seen that a lot of the cities are being faced with more terrorist activities and stuff, and a lot of people are fleeing some of the Iraqi cities? Do you think the U.S. jumps completely back into this? The U.S. completely back in? I don't think so. They're looking at what to do as far as intelligence, but the you know, Baghdad, I guess, is open to airstrikes, is open to drones, because they've got some heavy fighting. They supposedly, the deal was like 500,000 people have fled Mosul fighting because it's been that nasty. And all around, there have been some pretty terrible things happening. I mean, clearly there is a breakdown in their security. So why is that? I mean, I think it's because their forces are stretched pretty thin in the Anbar region. That's what I think. That's the cities we're talking about, Tikrit and Mosul, when they were attacked. And I think there's only so many government types to go around, and they're feeling it because, you know, they don't have the full backing of the U.S. there, of course, anymore. So the heavy fighting is pretty... I mean, that's pretty worrisome. And Tikrit, if you think about it, that's the hometown of Saddam Hussein. And the military's trying to get the control back, but it's a war zone there. I mean, the military base was flat out taken over by the militants who were trying to, you know, had designs on getting it. So are these suspected people from... part of a previous regime, or, you know, is this an explosion of others? I think it's a combination of both, and that's pretty frightening. So I'm not surprised that Iraq is saying, yeah, bomb. If we have to bomb, the U.S., please, can we use drones if we have to go into those two cities? Because they know they're having a hard time dealing with this, and that's why the people are moving from those two places. If you have anything to say and you want to get in touch with us, it's easy to do. Go to americatonight.net. Send us your thoughts, and maybe you'll pop up on the next mailbag. Stay tuned. Much more to come on America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.